When the Sugar House Casino opens in Philadelphia next week, it will join a growing list of places on the East Coast where you can play blackjack and poker. This casino boom is running into an unexpected obstacle, though, a shortage of qualified dealers. Reporter Joel Rose tried his luck at a college in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that's training dealers to meet the demand.
The dealer training program at Northampton Community College doesn't look like anything I remember from school. The classroom is more like the pit of a casino, with felt-covered tables for poker, roulette, and blackjack.
Here we have a game of blackjack and the equipment that is used and needed to deal the game of blackjack.
Instructor David Cleveley starts with the basics, how to handle the chips and how to shuffle the cards correctly.
That's a nice, gentle riffle. If I hear this, then I know you're not doing it correctly. This is wrong. Listen. Too loud. That means you're bending them too much. You gently let them fall into each other. Very gently. Push in the corners. Try that. I'll be round. I'm going to another table.
Turns out most casual gamblers shuffle the wrong way, showing the bottom card to other players. Let me see your shuffle here.
My shuffling? Oh, my God.
Kevin Ashner of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, is looking to change careers. Ashner spent 35 years in manufacturing until the sheet metal factory where he worked shut down 9 months ago.
I'm really bad at gambling, so I thought, well, if I can't win the money, maybe I'll deal the cards.
And how's it going for you?
So far, so good. It's a lot to learn, actually. It's not as easy as it looks, and like anything else, you got to practice, practice, practice.
Ashner is one of 180 students enrolled in the program, and he's a bit of an exception. Many of the students are still looking for a first career, and most already feel at home in casinos, having spent many hours on the customer's side of the table.
Stone Park.
Tyler Baltz is a bartender from Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
I feel like I've always had a passion for this. I've gone to many casinos, seen how it all goes down, and now I'm here, and hopefully I can get a job getting out of these classes and start what I want to do.
Baltz and his classmates are expecting to earn about $40,000 a year, plus benefits. The overall unemployment rate in Pennsylvania is a little over 9%. But for these students, the odds look pretty good.
As long as they take these classes seriously, they get the skills, I think they'll see employment because the jobs are there.
David Schweiger directs the hospitality program at Northampton Community College, which works closely with Mount Airy Casino and Sands Bethlehem, both in eastern Pennsylvania. Schweiger says casinos statewide have been scrambling to hire enough dealers since table games were legalized over the summer.
There's 9 casinos now. The 10th is about ready to open, and all 10 of them have employment opportunities.
Workers at the Sugar House Casino in Philadelphia apply the final touches before the scheduled opening on Thursday. With so many casinos on the East Coast now offering table games, some industry observers predict a shortage of gamblers. But Sugar House General Manager Wendy Hamilton says she's not worried.
A good 50 or more percent of the business in Atlantic City has for 30 years come from the Delaware Valley. So I don't think that the Philadelphia region is anywhere near saturation.
Hamilton says Sugar House has trained and hired 160 dealers, enough to staff 40 games, though she's going to wait and see how things go before adding any more. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.